Christmas book of the week, Love, Nina, Dispatches from Family Life. In 1982, Nina Stibbe, at the age of 20, left her Leicestershire home to take a job as a nanny working for the deputy editor of the London Review of Books, Mary K. Wilmers, and her two sons, Sam and Will. Alan Bennett was a frequent visitor to the household, and Jonathan Miller Saw put in regular appearances too. Nina's adventures in London are forever captured in the fun-filled letters she sent back home to her sister, Vic. Hair dye and dissertations preoccupy Nina in tonight's opening letter.
Second year at Thames Poly. Dear Vic, on Monday I attempted red tips in Stella's hair. Had to mix up powders and ammonia wearing surgical gloves. The mixture melted the spoon, which was a bit unnerving. In the end, hours later, her hair was 100% pinky orange, tip to root. Stella: oh God, I look like an Easter chick. Me: Easter chicks are okay? Hard work at Poly, but good. All choosing our dissertation, extended essay subjects. I have decided to do Carson McCullers, author of The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Stella had trouble deciding between Althusser, Marxist bloke, and Philip Larkin. Me: okay, which is easiest? Stella: Larkin. She's pretty much decided on Larkin. It'll be a doddle. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, Mary Kay went out to supper. Mysterious. Then, the next morning, there was a tiny bunch of violets in a tiny cup by the sink. I had a close look and they were really beautiful. Just before they went over, I pressed some of them between pages of heavy books. Asked MK if she was interested in having the pressed violets when they were done, and she said not really. So I stuck them in the margins of a letter to Nunny, so as not to waste them. Then, when Nunny was over this weekend: Nunny: what were the dead things in the letter? Me: violets. I pressed them. Didn't you like them? Nunny: well, not really. They were dead. Then later, had a sword fight with pool cues at the Edinburgh Castle, me and Nunny. I started it out of boredom and we got chucked out. Nunny was absolutely furious. Went back to 55 Mardy and told MK. MK: so you attacked him because he hated the violets? Me: it was a poke, not an attack. MK: OK, but were the violets and the poke linked? Me: a bit, maybe, but I regret both now. MK: especially the violets, I should think. Me: yes. Anyway, now he's gone back to Sussex. MK: where the girls are less liable to poke him. Too annoyed to write about anything else, but hope all's well with you. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, went to Will's sports day, which was held at a sports ground miles away from his school, practically up the M1. Not knowing its location, I got there a bit late and wandered into a no-access area, cricket pitch according to Will, and got yelled at by a teacher. Later, Will said it looked as if I'd had knit lotion in my hair, which I had, but denied. It needs 24 hours for effectiveness. Later, at supper, Sam remembered he'd volunteered for the tug of war at his sports day next week. Alan Bennett said the trick is to wear non-slip shoes and gloves and to have a proper stance from the outset. AB: tug of war is all about the grip. Will: whereas the javelin is all about the letting go. Love, Nina. P.S. They like the fish pie. AB said the peas served separately would have been nicer, which is true. He also said it would be nice with runner beans. Really 1987. Dear Vic, went to stay in the new house in Brighton. Yes, you're spot on. Feel a bit left behind, Nunny-wise. He's using an own brand washing powder, so smells different. I told him that and he just tutted and said, it's all they have on campus. It's all they have on campus. Things like that really annoy me. I said, get some Dazz while you're off campus. But he said he'd got better things to do. He is working hard on his thesis, the Sussex University word for dissertation, and rambled on about it again. He has devised a questionnaire so that when he states this, that or the other psychological thing, he can back it up with the evidence from 1,000, roughly, specially devised questionnaires. I have offered to take some and pass them round at Poly. Nunny was very grateful, because one of his mates, who promised to get a load filled out, has just broken his femur. Dear Vic, meant to take Nunny's questionnaires into Polly but forgot again. I feel a bit bad because he rang and asked if I'd made a start getting them filled out. And I said they were all done and dusted, which was stupid because now he thinks they're all done. I'll see you on Sat at the Good Earth. P.S. Might bring a few questionnaires for you and co. Dear Vic, went to the Lyric Theatre to see some plays by Samuel Beckett. It was a cheap showing, one up from a dress rehearsal, and in the afternoon. But tutor Vicky was thrilled to have got us all tickets to see Billy Whitelaw, Beckett's preferred actress, in the roles. I have to admit, I wasn't enjoying the show much. People talking nonsense in dustbins and making funny noises. And then, in the second half, I heard a bit of muttering coming from the mostly empty seats behind. I glanced round and saw, all alone, Samuel Beckett, the person. I can't describe how it felt to see the great man sitting there in the flesh. Well, okay, it was like seeing a unicorn or a borrower, or like when I saw that snake in the Crocosmia. It took my breath away. I didn't look again, and I didn't elbow Stella, who was next to me, because she'd fallen asleep, and I knew she'd jolt awake noisily and show us all up. Also, I didn't want him to get the idea I was bored. In the theatre, with S. Beckett 2 rows behind muttering and possibly blowing kisses to Billy Whitelaw, I was wondering what made one person's nonsense genius and another's crap. And I wondered if it's genius if you're tall, enigmatic, reclusive, handsome, and it's crap if you're normal or short, chatty and ugly. I was just mulling it over when something AB said sprang to mind. AB is an admirer of Les Dawson. AB says that only an extremely accomplished pianist could pretend to play as badly as Les Dawson pretends to do. Maybe it's the same with S. Beckett. He could write a really good, sensible play that everyone would get, but he doesn't. Like Les Dawson, he's pretending to be crap, which you can only do if you're a genius. Anyway, no one else noticed him there. And afterwards we went to a pub by the river and we all crowded round the quizmaster and had to keep going to the bar for more 20p's. I thought to myself that the quizmaster seemed more popular than the plays, and that was the modern world. It was a great day out. The only thing being, I forgot to take a batch of Nunny's questionnaires and the deadline, Nunny turning up and asking to see them, is looming. Hope all's well with you. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, thanks for canary lifespan information. To be honest, the whole canary thing is out of date now because Stella has shelved Gunter and started hanging around with a bloke called Dan who wears a black and white checky scarf which gives off a smell of onions. He left it, the scarf, on the back of a chair in the 5th floor coffee bar. Then the fire alarm went off and we all had to dash out efficiently by the back stairs. Anyway, the worst thing about the fire alarm going off was that I left Nunny's questionnaires on a table in the 5th floor coffee bar. I'll have to go in tomorrow and get them. P.S. Suppose they're not there. Dear Vic, me and Stella ended up filling out all Nunny's psychology questionnaires ourselves. It took forever. I've made Stella swear never to tell him. He would be so angry. And it would confirm some extremely negative ideas he has re my character. Anyway, it was a nightmare, but we managed them all. Afterwards, we realised we'd done them all in the same 2 pens. Stella so drunk she couldn't even disguise her handwriting. Still, it had to be done. It's like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, Nunny collected the forged questionnaires and we all went to play snooker at Plumstead Snooker Club where Stella works. Nunny didn't stay long as he needs to begin the collating and analysing of his data. Should have been working on my dissertation, but not in the right mood. Watch the brilliant Return of the Pink Panther with Sam and Will. Dear Vic, this should be a very short letter. Dissertation needs to be finished. Can't show it to Mary Kay, it will infuriate her. She'll say it's too wordy, especially now I've gone on to longer words. It's the norm at college. Everyone does it. And I don't want to be the only student saying use when everyone else is saying utilise. MK will hate it. Have shown it to Nunny, though, who asked the terrible question, what are you trying to say? Me. I'm trying to say the critics didn't like McCullers. Nunny, but you don't say that. Me. I'm driving at it. Nunny, just say it. Me. Just saying it doesn't use enough words. Nunny, reads on. Oh, here we go. Why do you say critics of the day? Get rid of the day. Me. That's three less words. I hate it now, and I wish I'd done a quirky subject like The Lyrics of Jolene by Dolly Parton or something. Letter too long. Back to the Amstrad. P.S. Nunny is going great with his thesis, though the questionnaires are throwing up some surprises. Dear Vic, crisis with dissertation. I've written the whole thing along the lines of Carson McCullers had to live a reclusive life because no one liked her gloomy portrayals. But I've just found a book in the library, which may as well be called Carson's Fun Life as a Popular Writer. This book implies that lots of people actually enjoyed the books, and famous people of the day wanted to be friends with her and invited her to glittering events. And critically acclaimed films were made starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Dubry, and she was always gadding about on film sets with her husband, Reeves, and Montgomery Clift. It was only a few boring bigots that didn't like her. Basically, this book contradicts all the major points in my dissertation. And not only that, it says anyone who thinks what I've said is true is an idiot. Told Stella this. Stella, what are you going to do? Me. Steal the book. Finals next Monday. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, Nunny came over. His finals are all over, and he's feeling confident. He is particularly pleased that his supervisor was very pleased with the methodology. Me. So all the questionnaires were fine? Nunny. Yeah, but I had some surprising outcomes. Me. So you keep saying. He might be giving me meaningful looks when he says it, but I can't tell, because I deliberately look away when we're on the subject. Nunny can't decide whether to stay in higher education and do an MA or get a job or go travelling some more, only in a van, to avoid the hitchhiking, I suppose. It depends on many things, his words. I haven't given much thought to what I'll do after the summer, but definitely not an MA or travelling in a van. I might get a job. Hope all's well with you. Love, Nina.
These were the letters I sent to my sister Victoria during my first years in London. Vic went on to gain numerous nursing qualifications and still lives in the same Leicestershire village and still doesn't go to London unless absolutely necessary. Mary Kay still lives near the zoo but in a different house. Sam lives there too and is an actor and rock climber. Will is now a director. He lives in Brooklyn with his wife and children and is still an Arsenal supporter. Stella never quite left higher education and now lives near Edinburgh with Sparky the dog and her partner and son. After travelling some more, Nunny is now a writer and internet guru. I ended up in book publishing and now live in Cornwall with Nunny and our kids.
In Love, Nina, Dispatches from Family Life by Nina Stibbe, the letters were read by Rebecca Staton and the afterword by the author. Love, Nina was abridged by Penny Lester and produced by Gemma Jenkins. And for more exclusive content on this week's Book of the Week, go to the BBC Radio 4 website. BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015, today, Saturday, the 28th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Zero, South at Zero, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fair Isle 951, expected Norwegian Sea 969 by 1800 Saturday. New low expected Portland 999 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at zero. Southerly 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwesterly 5 to